Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome to Who Shat on the Floor at My Wedding, episode number 2. I'm Karen Whitehouse.
This is Helen McLaughlin.
And I'm Detective Lauren Kilby.
We're here because an actual human being shat on the floor at Helen and Karen's wedding. And we need to find out who.
What have we got here, Detective?
All right. So we have got a device that we will be using to extract the truth from our victims.
You mean a lie detector test?
It's a lie detector test. It's a polygraph, as we call it in the industry. It's actually called the USB Polygraph Police Edition Real Lie Detector. Very high-end product.
I did quite a lot of research, and this was the only option that was actually in our budget range.
Right.
And also, this exact real lie detector was featured in a movie with Jennifer Lopez. So it's the real deal.
Yeah.
And luckily it arrived just in time, because today we have got our very first interrogation planned. We need to double check that the lie detector test works. And then we're going to be bringing in a very suspicious person for questioning. The person who claims to have discovered the fecal matter. But first, can you tell us a little bit more about this truth extraction device?
Yeah, was it well reviewed?
How did you select this one, actually?
Didn't you say it was 2.5 stars out of 5? So, I mean, this is nothing but the best, clearly.
it's got mixed reviews from the website I ordered it from.
Okay. Perfect.
So I think the first review, I'm just scrolling through, as Helen said, it's 2.5 stars out of 5 overalls. Not every customer is a happy customer.
Well, no, when you're exposed for lying, it's not always that nice, is it?
The first question I see here is, will this tell me if my wife is lying to me when she says she doesn't take money out of my wallet and blames it on the kids?
Is that a review?
No, it's a question from the review, and the answer is yes. You would ask, do you, or have you been taking money and blamed it on the kids? it doesn't really get to the point of if it's reliable.
She sounds like quite a role
you
model.
Also, the issue is that she needs to agree to being strapped into this thing first. You've got to basically get naked, strap this thing around your bust. You've got to attach your fingers to multiple things. They're called skin galvanization wraps. There's breathing apparatus, there's a pulse oximeter. You've got to agree to be hooked up.
How would you do that? I think you'd have a casual, it would be like a Sunday night, like, darling, would you like some red wine and just, you know, have a little chat and then just ease her into it
Ease her into it. Are you stealing money out of my wallet and blaming it on the kids? I mean, how the hell are you going to get to that question? And it's tough, because it's clearly a house, with questionable morals.
Moving on to the next review, it's quite to the point. It just says, it's not worth buying. This is fake.
I think we should just move on from that, don't you?
Yes.
We will be the judge of whether or not it's fake. I heard that it's 80 to 99% accuracy.
Yeah.
I'm okay with those numbers.
That's close enough.
Ask the question, 10 times and one of them will be right. Wait.
Hang on a minute.
Wait. Yeah. Oh, God. Okay. Anyway, moving on.
Do you know what? I think we need to just... let's get this show on the road. Let's see if it works. I'm going to volunteer to do this.
Let's strap you up.
Yeah, let's do it.
Have you got your skin galvanisation wraps on?
Yep.
Breathing apparatus?
Yes, Your Honour.
Pulse oximeter?
Not guilty! Yeah.
So I've opened up the polygraph window and I have clicked on Exam Wizard, and I believe that will guide me through... the interrogation. Okay.
Let's just do something. Oh,
so wonderful to see a detective really in the flow of, you know, their profession. You look like you've done this so many times before.
It's brand new out of the box, so she definitely hasn't.
Look, this is the first time.
Subject must agree to take exam by his or her own free will or testing will not work.
I have not been, you know, coerced or forced into this. I'm willing as a participant.
Ask each question in the same tone and inflection.
You have that anyway.
It says that I need to click the bad body language button if I notice leg movement, twitching, excessive blinking or other tells. So I am the polygraph. Maybe I'm part of it.
Maybe this is the body language one. So it says it can test it, but it doesn't. It tests your response to it.
Your subjective opinion.
Okay. Please remain perfectly still.
All right.
This polygraph exam will detect lies. It is important to answer each question truthfully.
Yeah, I can do that.
Are you a female?
Yes.
Now it's saying analysing control questions and it's counting down from 30. This could be a bomb. Question number 3 is, have you ever shat on the floor on a boat?
No. No, I don't know why I'm laughing. Oh, I don't know. I feel like I'm quite nervous.
Yep.
I think whenever it comes up whether I shat on the floor on a boat, like, that makes me a little bit...
aroused.
No, not aroused. Like, it makes me laugh. It makes me... It's ridiculous. The idea that I might shat on the floor at the wedding, because I totally didn't.
Yes. The exam is complete.
Okay.
You slider below to review exam. My question regarding if you shat on the floor on a boat is a lie. You answered no, and it's telling me that's a lie.
I don't know why. I don't know why I freak out
this
when you ask that question.
This is a real fucking twist. You have shat on a boat before, on the floor.
No, never. I really haven't. I definitely haven't.
How many boats have you been on in your life?
Well, I've got a houseboat. Surprisingly, though, I don't like boats that much, even though I have one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, because when I do go on a boat, I do enjoy it.
You'd like to think so and hope so, considering you had your wedding on a boat. And I did notice two body language issues. The first was just your general posture, but that's an issue I have constantly about you. And the second was you kind of started flailing a bit when that third question was asked. So I did have to report a body language issue.
So hang on, every time you press that button, it's it will say that she's lying. So if you're biased in any way, then... and you want to frame Helen, you could, by just pressing a button whenever you ask the question. Is that true or not, Lauren?
That is true. Okay, I think we are ready for our very first interrogation. So in a few seconds, we're going to be bringing in our suspect. She would probably call herself a witness, but she doesn't know yet that she is also a suspect. Her name is Emma. Helen and Karen, before we bring Emma in, what is she like as a person?
She is a good friend. She was a bridesmaid.
Just a really wonderful human being. Loyal. She's very practical. She's the girl that you go on holiday with, and she's got a little first aid kit containing anything to sort of solve any problem at any time. She can be a little bossy, but in a good way. And she's just a really, really great friend.
Oh, that's lovely, Karen. It's funny because you're painting this really friendly, kind picture of Emma, but I would prefer you not to forget about the fact that she's actually a suspect. I just hope she is ready to cough up some answers.
Oh, she's here.
Hi, Emma.
Hi, Lauren.
Take a seat over there, please.
Sorry.
Can you explain your relationship to the brides?
Oh, very good friends. Very close friends. Known them for a long time. What was your favourite part of the wedding and why?
Oh, gosh, there are too many moments to mention. The speeches were amazing. Ollie, who ordained it, was amazing. Everyone there, the weather. Heading down the river to see all the windmills was, yeah. I mean, there's not one thing I could point out. Everything was wonderful. It was a very special day.
What part did you dislike the most?
Probably finding a shit on the floor in the bathroom. Which I happened upon when I needed to go.
Have you ever done a shit anywhere that is not the toilet bowl?
Absolutely not. I've never even sharted. No.
Have you ever been a newborn baby?
I think at one point we've all been newborn babies, haven't we? Is that a trick question?
Yes, it is. So most newborns do shit themselves?
Well, if we're being pedantic...
We are. This is an interrogation. Right. And your role at the wedding, bridesmaid, that feels like quite an important role. A lot of stress.
But also I was door bitch on the boat.
Interesting.
I had to do the list of people and tick them off as they came in.
Okay, so bridesmaid and door bitch, as you put it. So I sense a bit of animosity towards one of your tasks as bridesmaid.
Absolutely
calling yourself a
not.
Bitch is very... That's harsh.
Well, if your name's not down, you're not coming in.
Yeah, fair enough. Did anyone try to make their way onto the boat that you had to tell them no?
No, unfortunately not.
And actually, that leads me on to my next question, which isn't actually for Emma, but it's for Helen and Karen. Do you believe in karma? Is there anything that you could have done to anyone that was at this wedding that could have warranted this kind of behaviour as some
protest.
Sort of protest to you?
Let me just jump in here, actually, because it's interesting we've already covered this topic. I think Helen actually forgot to even invite her bridesmaids and bridesman.
I invited them.
Never directly.
They were invited to the wedding. It's just the special roles that they had.
You didn't tell them that they were going to be bridesmaids at the wedding. You merely told them.
May I suggest it could have been interpreted as an afterthought after I'd sent special letters to each of my bridesmaids.
Handwritten personal letters.
And that's embarrassing.
And so I was like, they're my peeps. So, and I also didn't want bridesmaids because I didn't want everyone to get like all uncomfortable about having to wear silly outfits. And so I was like, let's just call them my peeps instead of my bridesmaids.
Can you stop saying peeps?
Yeah.
Why? Making me feel uncomfortable. It's
so,
really.
But let's just recap and watch what Helen's actually saying here. So you expected your peeps. Your peeps to telepathically understand that you were asking them to take on quite an important role. Her chief peep detective was a man called Ollie Clonhammer, and he had to fly all the way from Australia for the wedding, which is a big commitment. Mm. If you know Helen forgot to even invite
him. And his
him.
Title is not really exactly a traditional one, bridesman. So he had to somehow guess that not only is he in the wedding party, but he is a new title, a bridesman.
And peep.
He is a peep. Did you notice anything suspicious during the course of the wedding and the lead up to the incident?
I did notice one of the guests, Henk, spent most of the evening stood at the entrance of the ladies' toilets talking to everyone. Most of the night.
At the entrance or inside?
Well, it's sort of inside the ladies.
What was he doing? Was he taking money off people as they came in?
No, he was just talking to everyone. Henk's quite a chatty chap. But on this occasion, he was there for most of the evening.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Just inside the ladies' toilets, talking to everyone that came and went. I'd say for like four hours, maybe something like that, 5 hours.
He was in the bathroom for 4 hours. I mean, he was in there a lot.
He didn't leave it.
I actually do remember when they brought
chips. Someone brought him a drink down, in fact.
And they brought around fries and mayonnaise, chips and mayo, very, very Dutch, Belgian originally, but it's popular here. Anyway, I remember Henk being given frit in the toilet. So he was sat in the ladies eating frits.
So he was accepting meals and drinks. In the back. Did he have a seat in there, or was he?
No, he was leaning literally against, stand up, leaning against the basins.
What the fuck was he doing in there?
Well,
sorry, exactly. Pardon my language,
it's not
guys,
right.
But
it's not normal, is it?
No, it's not normal.
It's suspicious.
We'll
you
get
ask
to
me.
The bottom of that. Thank you for that information, no Emma. Problem. That's a great lead. Did you actually lay eyes on the subject in question, the poo?
The poo. Yes, I think I was the person to find it.
Yes.
You've got to tell us about this.
Yeah, tell us, so walk us through this.
I went down to the toilets. I do believe Nicolette was with me. Henk was obviously just inside the doorway talking to people. I think he might have even had his chips at this point. No, he wouldn't have had his chips then.
Chips were later.
Chips were later. And I went, as you walked into the toilet, the sinks were on the right, and then you had two cubicles on the left and then one at the end. And I went to the one at the end, and you opened the door and the toilet was on the left-hand side. There was, I think it was like 3 nuggets. The thing that threw me was that, apart from obviously someone shat on the floor in the wedding, was that the culprit had actually skidded in the last one that they'd dropped.
So did it look like somebody was, like, in motion as they did it?
Well, yeah.
You say nugget, that implies that it's like a tasty little chicken nugget, like solid piece that you could pick up and maybe...
It was solid.
...play tennis with?
It wasn't slurry, it was solid.
Oh, it was solid, okay.
Yeah.
Emma? I'd just like to point out that according to the Bristol stool chart that I found in my detective database, which you can also find on our Instagram channel, Who Shat on the Floor at My Wedding, type 1 is super hard lumps like nuts.
Oh, that's like the rabbit droppings poo, isn't it?
Yeah.
See, it was bigger than that.
So was it more type 2, sausage-shaped but lumpy?
Yes, it was more sausage-shaped but lumpy.
Was it a combination of type 1 and 2?
Yes, but they weren't small rabbit pellet poo droppings.
How big were they then?
It was like a chicken nugget.
Right.
Yeah, but obviously more rotund.
Was it leading towards the toilet bowl in a straight line?
Well, the thing was there was three. So, yeah, it was a straight line, but obviously the door was hit to the right of the toilet and the toilet was at the far left-hand side. So they could have been walking towards the door or getting off the toilet and walking to... I don't know.
Emma, what colour was the poo?
It was dark brown. It was your average colour. I mean, I didn't get close to it.
Would you, if you were to suggest three meals that person had in the lead up?
Meat.
No way.
I reckon.
This is
major.
It was
a balanced diet because the stools were solid.
So do you remember who was in there? You said you were with Nicolette.
Nicolette came down to the toilets with me.
Mm-hmm.
Henk was in there. I can't remember who he was talking to because he was talking to everyone that was coming and going.
So there was somebody else there that he was talking to?
There were other people. No, or was there anyone there? No, because Henk was there. Henk was there, so he must have been talking to someone.
Or he was on his own, so we need to clarify.
No, he wouldn't have been on his own. He wouldn't have been on his own. Otherwise, he would have left the ladies' toilets, or I'd hope he would have left the ladies' toilets rather than just stand around in there with no one to talk to. And I went in and I opened the door at the end, saw the stalls. the one that's slightly skidded because they trod in it slightly, and was like, oh, what the fuck? Someone has shat on the floor at Helen and Karen's wedding. Then it made me feel slightly nauseous, and Hank was like, who the fuck's done that? I backed off because I was like, I love these girls, but I'm not picking up someone else's shit.
Why would you think of picking it up?
Well, because it's got to be cleaned. You can't leave the shit on the floor in the toilet all night. Luckily, Hank jumped in and basically volunteered to do it.
Wait a minute. So going back, you said that Hank was surprised at finding the poo. You alerted him.
Yes.
To the poo. Did he look stressed, tense? Did he look like he was hiding anything?
I don't think so. But what makes me think, though, because he was talking to absolutely everyone, so he actually spoke to the culprit at some point.
This is what I've already been thinking, actually, Emma. I will be questioning Hank at some point on every single person he spoke to and why he was in the ladies' toilets.
For about 4 hours.
Getting his food and drinks delivered to him. That's a disgrace.
It's really weird. I don't know what that's about.
He was literally there all night,
he was
right?
there all night, I think, yeah. Every time I went in, I remember him being in there. Like, yeah. If I think of the wedding and I'm like, oh, yeah, then, like, you never usually think of the bathroom, but I did... think of the bathroom because
I mean it was an iconic place during that wedding. That's where it all went down. So Emma, you made the decision not to clean up the poo,
no.
despite your earlier comments saying that you were great friends with Helen and Karen. And so Hank jumped to the rescue. Eager to clean up.
Indeed.
The poo. Did you question him why he was so willing?
No, I think I actually left at that point. Or maybe went into... No, I went into one of the toilets that clearly didn't have shit on the floor. And when I came out, he was clearing it up. I washed my hands and exited rather rapidly.
And so Nicolette, she just disappeared, did she?
She used the toilet and then left as well, as far as I remember. But
anyway, is there a chance you could be lying to us today?
Absolutely not.
Well, that's something that we will determine for ourselves with this lie detector test. That we are going to strap you to. Unfortunately, you do need to lift your dress up.
Where am I?
So apologies for that.
That's right, where's it?
This is the polygraph test for subject number one, Emma, hosted by Detective Lauren Kilby.
Emma is currently attaching the breathing apparatus to her abdomen.
Put it just below your boobs.
Abdomen, actually, is the correct anatomical term. Have we connected the human? That is the first step in the polygraph test.
Yes, Detective Inspector.
Do people sometimes call you Emma?
Yes.
They call her a lot of other things as well, I tell you.
That's a ridiculous question. Have you ever felt angry?
Yes.
Detective, are these the questions that the USB Polygraph Police Edition version 2 is suggesting you to ask, or are these part of your brilliant detective mind?
No, these are absolutely baked into the polygraph control question.
Now I know why it was 99 euros.
Excuse me, moving on to the next question. Felt sad?
Yes.
Fucking hell.
Have you... Oh, this has come out of nowhere. Sorry, I should be a bit more professional. Have you ever wished someone dead?
No. That's a horrible... No, I haven't.
These control questions have really ramped up since the last time we tested this piece of equipment.
Maybe I mean, it's gone from, are you a female, to, you know, have you thought about murdering someone?
Yeah.
Maybe it gets more bold the longer you use it.
Thank you for sitting through those control questions. So my next question, Emma, is, are you into horses sexually?
No. I actually don't really like horses, full stop.
So that's a no then?
No.
Have you ever shat on the floor of a boat?
No.
Good answer.
I really sensed a big jump in heart rate there. There was a big spike in heart rate there, yeah.
Everyone gets jittery when you ask that question because, like, what the fuck? Like,
sorry.
Do you like anyone who was on the boat enough to go above and beyond for this person?
I find the question quite misleading. What's above and beyond what?
Just answer the question, Emma.
Yeah. But it depends above and beyond.
No, no, the question's been answered, but with a yes, thank you. Thank you.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Okay, the exam is complete. Let's take a look at the results. This machine has detected irregularities.
Oh, God.
Oh, no, this really goes outside of the realms of my capacities as a professional. As a professional detective.
What's the card?
I'm going to have to call in some professionals for this, but I will let you know which lie you did tell during that. The course of the...
It's fucking horse swelling, isn't it?
The question was, Emma, are you into horses sexually? You said no, and that was a lie.
So that's I suggest that there's a lot of anxiety that comes around horses for Emma. So as soon as you start mentioning it, it makes you go like, ooh!
I don't like them.
Yeah.
Do you like anyone who was on the boat enough to go above and beyond for this person? Emma answered yes. That was the truth.
Thank you.
No, but that's not a thank you. That's not a thank you.
It is, because it shows I'm not lying.
Yes, it does, but it also shows that you would be willing to go above and beyond for someone that you liked on the boat. Quick summary of the lie detector test. Emma is sexually into horses and everything else she told was true.
Thank you.
I think this concludes the end of the interview.
I would say that's enough.
You're fucking lunatics. Lunatics. So, Detective Lauren Kilby, where are we at and where are we going?
All right, to conclude. The lie detector test works at 100% capacity. Interrogation 1 is complete. Emma has provided all of the information. We now need to corroborate her story. But first, I'd like to have a chat to our forensic psychologist to get his point of view on potential suspects.
Sounds like you know what you're doing.
I do.
Yeah, I feel comforted.
Well, when you've got such reliable equipment as the Polygraph USB Police Edition.
But hopefully we've got more than that. More tricks up your sleeve.
I've got a few tricks up my sleeve, Helen. Thanks for asking.
I bet you do. Coming up next on Who Shat on the Floor at My Wedding.
Hello, my name's Mike Berry. I'm a consultant clinical forensic psychologist. I've dealt with crimes from murder, serial killing, serial rapists, arsonists. Why would he want to spend hours in the ladies' bathroom? It seems a very odd behaviour, to say the least.
So what, you think we've got bigger issues?
I work from the couple outwards, and the first thing you always do is look at the nearest and dearest.
Have you ever dated one of the brides?
Date is an interesting verb, particularly when you're sitting next to said person's partner.
So he would be one of my strong suspects, because he would be angry.
He turned you gay. He turned me gay.
There's got to be a story behind this. ...
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.